Mom, Dad, I just have to say, it breaks my heart watching you stress over dinner every night. This year, I don't want you doing the fridge stare down. Hot take, with the new Blue Apron, eating healthy is easy. They've got pre-made and one-pan meals with plenty of balanced nutrition. No subscription needed. You could be plating like a chef instead of negotiating with leftovers. Make it your healthy, tasty, and easy 2026 dinner resolution. Just saying.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
An old cowboy went riding out one dark and windy day.
Joining Old Roy in the studio, it's Trisha.
Thank you, Old Roy, for having me.
You're welcome.
That was me. I said that.
What?
That wasn't Old Roy. Old Roy has a great radio voice.
Did you hear? Did you purposely set it up with joining Old Roy in the studio? It's Trisha.
Well, yes,
because
I did.
Because it kind of sounded like it was Old Roy's show, and he was inviting me into the studio.
Care to comment?
I would not.
Okay, don't worry about it. Yeah, clearly, you're.
Anyway,
you know.
Thank you for having me, Roy.
You're welcome.
So it is time for the segment that we call Serious Questions. And I have a new stinger for this.
Serious Question.
All right. So, Serious Questions. Trisha, you're going to start because you have the most of them and you overachieve.
All right. A study done earlier this year by the Frontiers of Psychology Journal found that people are less likely to wear masks if they think they are attractive. Researchers asked 1,030 participants to self-evaluate how attractive they deem themselves and how likely they are to wear a mask in certain situations, such as job interviews or even walking the dog. The more attractive a person perceives themselves, the less likely they were to wear a mask because they thought the mask made them less attractive. Serious question.
Serious question.
Is your self-assessment of your attractiveness the reason you guys hate masks?
I think yes. I can speak on behalf of both of us and say yes, which is what you just did also.
Yeah. I am generally repulsive. And so that would be the opposite.
You're going the wrong way with this, Roy.
So I should be wearing a mask
out the water.
All the time. Yeah. I should always have my face covered.
Okay. All right. I didn't know which direction you wanted to go.
Yeah.
Because I'm hot.
Yeah.
And we all know it. And everybody, that's one of the reasons people listen, is because the mental image is too much for some people.
Yeah.
And that is why I have been so opposed to masks, is because I am that hot.
Mm.
However, I don't get you at all.
No.
Shock
just,
value?
Could be. Could be.
He's a shock jock.
I like making a.
He comes in,
impact.
Doesn't wear a mask on the radio, and people are like, oh,
yeah.
Gross. You can just hear it.
Yeah.
And he loves it.
All right, I'm going to go next. I'm going to let you go last.
Great.
Since you generally are unprepared, but mm-hmm. I think this time you might be, so.
Maybe.
All right. In an effort to help return its population to where it once was, the great state of West Virginia is prepared to offer residents $25,000 if they return to the state. The money would come after, there's several criteria here. Former residents, it would happen in tax credits, but they would have to have been gone from the state for 10 years and come back for at least a year, and or they would have had to been born there and had been coming back. But $25,000
only for former residents, though.
Only for former residents. Now it's weird because West Virginia has had other things that are not related to former residents. It's just for people in general. They've had Tourism Bureau tax credits up to $12,000 if you just move there at all. Now, you have to move to certain parts of the state. I don't think you can move to just wherever you want. But serious question.
Serious question.
Is West Virginia for lovers?
You take this, Roy. This is your area of expertise.
Well, apparently, if you're not from there.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't, I guess it doesn't matter if you're a lover or not. If you weren't born there, to heck with you.
Yeah, lover or hater.
That's how I'm reading it.
Have you ever been to West Virginia, either one of you?
No.
No.
I've only driven through it on my way to Williamsburg, Virginia, mm-hmm. for a vacation in 2012, which, by the way, was a weird vacation. Because you get on 64 right here in St. Louis, and you keep going till you get to the coast.
That is bizarre.
There's no, you don't get off at all. And the same for if you go down to New Orleans. You get on 55 in St. Louis, and then you go to New Orleans. Mm-hmm. That's it. And we did both of those, uh-huh. I think, back-to-back years. It was funny, like, directions. Because that was when you're still pulling stuff up on MapQuest and printing it out.
Yep.
It was like, oh, we get on 55, and then we go to New Orleans. The same thing for Williamsburg. So, anyway, as you drive through West Virginia, though, it is gorgeous. I mean, it's unbelievable, and it's one of the poorest states in the country. I think it's the fourth poorest state in the United States, and I always think of, you know, some of the southern states as being poor, and certainly like parts of Kentucky, Appalachia are poor, but I didn't know that West Virginia was that poor. Seeing it, I'm like, man, I don't know why you wouldn't want to live here. It was amazing. But have you guys ever been to Virginia either, like mm-hmm. for vacation or anything? Because yeah. it's gorgeous. And West Virginia is just an extension of that. I guess Virginia has more money because of the coastal cities and the D.C. area. But I can't believe they have to offer money to move there. Because it's, especially with remote work, that seems like one of those places that Bill Gates would be going and buying up a bunch of land. Because
mm-hmm.
that's to me why he's doing that, is less about farming and more that billionaires just want to buy up land in remote places because they know that soon nobody's going to be crowding around cities anymore. Everybody's just going to be working remote. just a thought.
So, well, you just kind of steamrolled right over your serious question.
Yep. I know.
Mm-hmm.
I did.
I agree with Roy, his assessment.
West Virginia is neither for lovers nor haters.
No, I mean, only if you aren't from there. If you're from there, it's for everyone, lovers included.
Mm-hmm.
That was the gist of it, right?
Yeah, that sounds right to me.
Okay, thank you. Yeah. Sorry for taking us off track there. Go ahead.
Well, you went down the Bill Gates rabbit hole, and that sets off all kinds of other things. That was actually going to be my serious question, was the Bill Gates one, but I changed.
Ooh, okay.
So I'll just tease you with that. But you ready for the real one?
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go. Yoko Ono moves from New York City apartment. Of 50 years.
We know who he's talking about.
To rural farm bought with John Lennon.
Say that again.
Yoko Ono moves from New York City apartment of 50 years to rural farm bought with John Lennon.
Are you purposely saying her name wrong, or do you know that you're saying that? Can we talk about that? Do you know how to say her? Or are you talking about a different person named Yoko Ono?
No, it's Yoko Ono, like the card game.
Okay.
That's how I say it.
Just making sure.
Yeah.
Okay. So she moved to a farm that her and John Lennon bought.
Yeah. Well, she moved out of her apartment of 50 years.
It's a long time to be in an apartment.
It is. Farm.
She's 90 years old in a wheelchair.
Wow.
So I could go through the details. It's riveting. But she lived in an apartment. Mm-hmm. In New York,
mm-hmm.
and she moved to a farm upstate.
Are you implying that...
Is this a real farm or one of those, like...
It's a funny farm.
My childhood dog went to live on the farm.
Like she's dead.
Not that far.
That went dark. No, it was a farm. When they bought it, there was cattle there. But I don't think either one of them, it was dairy cows, so I don't think they were milking twice a day. But at any rate, she's there.
Are you implying that this is not a farm? Is
there... Well, what's the question?
Yeah, what's the question that we're supposed to answer?
Serious question. Mm.
Serious question.
Just me. Or when John Lennon started Wings, the quality of his music went way down.
Are you doing this on purpose? You've got to be doing this on purpose.
What?
John Lennon didn't do Wings.
Oh, Paul McCartney.
Oh, my gosh. You didn't do that on purpose, did you?
I did not. Paul McCartney, is Wings overrated? That's the easier question.
That's fair. That's a... He recovered.
The question has nothing to do with the story.
Well, it does in part because had the Beatles not broken up...
Okay, all right.
Which we all know the reason they broke up was Yoko Ono.
Yep.
And so had they not broken up, would Paul McCartney have started Wings and would we have all been subjected to the music of Wings? And the reason I bring this up is because on the drive home last time
from West Virginia,
from here, a Wings song came on, and it was basically just Paul McCartney singing "Mary Had a Little Lamb."
What was your serious question? Did Wings suck? Was that what it was?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wings sucked.
Okay.
I mean, they had a couple songs. Well, I don't even know. In the era after the Beatles, I can't distinguish what was Wings and what was Paul McCartney solo.
Right.
Because they, you know, Linda McCartney was involved with Wings, and I guess that was the difference. I don't know. But yeah, he had a couple songs. Uncle Albert Admiral Halsey. Do you know that one?
Mm-hmm.
That's a cool song. But aside from that, a couple other hits here and there that are acceptable 70s songs, and then nothing. It was terrible. And it's amazing how good those guys were together, that then their stuff afterwards was so mediocre at best. Hmm. You know, a couple of decent songs here and there.
I was Googling Wings.
You don't know, do you?
I mean, I know some of the songs.
Yeah.
I feel a lot of pressure to say, yes, Wings sucks.
But you don't know, do you?
But I don't.
You know,
I don't want you to feel obligated to join the crowd on this one. If you don't...
I'm not a Beatles fan anyway.
Mm-hmm. This guy's a musician and doesn't even really care about the Beatles that much. Am I right or wrong?
You are correct. I think... I put the Beatles in the same category as Elvis and Frank Sinatra. As yes, they were more culturally important than they were musically important in a lot of ways.
That. I do love Frank Sinatra and Elvis, though. But I don't love the Beatles.
But if you were to take some of their music, take the cultural aspect that the role they played in pop culture, and just take the music on its own, the performance and the quality of the music, a lot of it would be like, meh.
I'm not arguing with you with the early stuff. I still think it's enjoyable, but the later stuff, Sgt. Pepper's on, that's going to be around for the rest of all of our lifetimes and beyond. It's so good. All those records. They're so good.
But are they going to be around because it was the Beatles? Or are they going to be around because they just stand on their own?
I think those records definitely stand on their own. They're so good. My kids don't care about the cultural relevance of the Beatles.
Trisha doesn't even know who the Beatles are.
And we listen to that stuff.
I just...
all the time. I mean,
I've heard of legends. The legends of the Beatles. The folklore.
I wasn't around for that. And I still think those records are amazing. And I have no ties to the Ed Sullivan Show or anything.
You don't?
I'm going to play this song on the way out just to make you mad.
Okay.
Roy, come back, though. Trisha, bye.
Bye. We'll begin America.
and I had a cup of tea and a butter pie.
Butter pie?
The butter won't melt, so I put it in the pie.
All right. All right.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.